That's the spirit.
Professor Peter Lynham.
It's a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. In lockdown, so what else have we got to do?
Who knows, eh? It's tell you what, it's a bit of a vintage virus now. 2019, it's COVID-19. It already sounds pretty old.
How have you spent the day, Peter Lynham?
Is a new one that they found going to be called COVID-21?
I had many good things planned for the day. I had so many exciting things planned for the day. I was going to confront a PhD student with their failings. How was it going?
Don't cackle
well,
about
that. Was
that.
Yeah,
maniacal laughter there.
That's right. So instead, I've been digging around, and I really felt I needed a break from COVID-19 press conferences and the like. So I got involved in a curious story that got me bothered, really. This is about the way in which the both Google and Apple apps in Pakistan have banned an app from a minority religious group. And it strikes me that this raises a whole lot of really important but difficult issues.
Is it a case of these websites deciding what's best for me?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a massive fan of that.
It's a pretty worrying thing. So the group is a group called the Ahmadiyya or Ahmadi community of Muslims.
That's spelled so Ahmadiyya, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. That they have actually quite an active presence in New Zealand with a strong youth community that has a presence on Facebook. And in fact, just a few days ago, at the end of January, they held a big conference that was dutifully attended by the Minister of Ethnic Affairs. They exist here in New Zealand, but in Pakistan, we're talking of not a small group. We're talking of 4 million people who are part of this minority group that other Muslims do not recognize as validly Muslim.
Why is that? Why would the Pakistanis not recognize them as being a Muslim group?
Well, I think it's clearly pressure from mainstream Sunni Muslims and the fact that Pakistan, in some respects, government organizations bow quite quickly to the fear of popular pressure. And I think this is a product of a society that's been so badly affected by, you know, militant groups and the like, that they're really quite nervous. There are a lot of stories of, for example, minority Christians, you know, being scared. It's not dissimilar to Afghanistan. But the Ahmadi group was established in the 1880s, and the focus that it put on in its interpretation of Islam was it was deliberately to reform Islam from what they saw as too militant and too, ferocious an approach to the rest of the world. So it's peaceful in its orientation and plays that up compared to the way that other Muslims talk about their faith. And although in the West, of course, generally Muslims talk about their faith peaceably. And their focus is a little bit different in the way they talk about the end of the world. And they see their founder as being a Mahdi. So Mahdi is a kind of Islamic messianic figure, the successor to Muhammad.
Okay.
So, you know, ordinary Muslims who reject that probably feel quite strongly that they disapprove of this. But it's odd because it's so clearly a Muslim group. It has a, you know, Pakistan is a solidly Muslim country. They're not threatening the majority of other Muslims. And yet the decision that has been reached by Google and Apple, who are not actually, you know, part of the government of Pakistan, I believe. Though sometimes, as in China, where, you know, well, in China, Google chose to pull out of China, as did Facebook, because of the demand from the Chinese government that certain things be not referred to. But in this case, in Pakistan, they've given into pressure and withdrawn the apps that would enable the community members to connect together. They've pulled the apps off and have said you could only function in Pakistan if you don't display these apps, and Google and Facebook have bowed.
And what's everyone afraid of if these apps are around and working, though? What's the reasoning for it?
Well, the reasoning seems to be that the result would be that the Amhari community would end up stronger, more self-aware, more connected.
And yeah, so what?
I think this is a very appalling decision.
Yeah, it's not cool.
And of course, this is where the, you know, Google and Apple are big enough to compete with the whole income, of course, of Pakistan if they wanted to.
Mm.
It wouldn't be difficult for them to snub their noses at Pakistan.
What legal rights does the religion have in this case against? I guess because these are privately owned companies, it's that situation, isn't it, where you can't really...
They have no rights at all.
Mm, mm.
See, this is the difficult aspect of the role of the Ahmadis in Pakistan. If they express themselves as a different religion, like Christians have over the last couple of years been able to use the Pakistan Supreme Court against, you know, awful popular killings. Or you remember the story of the little girl who was put in prison supposedly for the murder of somebody, and she finally got out and got to Canada. So the Christian minority was able to use the Supreme Court in Pakistan to protect the religious minority's rights. But the trouble is that the Ahmadis see themselves as genuine Muslims.
Mm.
And because this is rejected by majority Sunni Muslim viewpoints, and because they won't say they're a different religion, that's right, fundamental to their reason for existence.
The interesting thing about banning...
They're vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, it's also a case of being big enough to be banned. I mean, there'll be heaps of crazy ideas and whatnot that are on these platforms that are just... Yeah. Everyone's just going, well, whatever, because you can believe what you want. You know, people are going to write things and you're going to read them and you're going to have to decide, you know, at some point. But it seems if you get big enough to the point where enough people complain, then what I mean? It's a strange threshold.
I think that's true. Threat is seen as a challenge.
Mm.
And then you see, having thought that through, I then began to think through the exact opposite logic that I've used in my own head for the justification of stopping some of the alt-right groups in the USA. You've got to deprive them of oxygen. You're used to that phrase?
I think more educate the people. That's probably the stronger weapon, right?
Well, that would be the ideal, but you know, with neo-Nazi groups, I mean, a great deal of pressure, and the New Zealand government is part of that pressure, because the New Zealand government's campaign that they will, you know, to clean up the
hate speech,
social media.
Yeah.
Could in fact be used as an argument against religious minorities. And I mean, in effect, that's what the Pakistanis are simply doing, what the New Zealand government has campaigned to be done after the Muslim terrorist act against the Muslims of Christchurch.
Mm. Are we the people to blame because we're not smart enough to make the right decisions, so we need the government to tell us what to do? Is that?
Is
it our fault?
Well, I guess in this case, it is the Pakistani government which has told Apple and Google, no thanks, we don't want those apps in our country. So it is coming from an elected government telling, a global corporation to bugger off. But is that the right decision?
It's more or less exactly the same issue as Jacinda Ardern put in her Paris Declaration.
Hmm.
So, I mean, this is the problem. problem that we want democracy until we don't want democracy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And
depending on what side you're on, you just carry on stoked or unstoked.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's very, very easy to campaign and say that minorities shouldn't be given airtime.
Hmm.
But if they're prepared to create that airtime and fund it, are we prepared to make a distinction? And how are we going to make that distinction?
It's interesting because as these issues arise, you find yourself on either side of the argument sometimes as well.
Of course. So collectively, we think both.
Yeah, exactly. So that actually makes it sort of simpler in the sense that a decision just needs to be made, because if you're going to flip-flop for different things, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Always interesting, Peter. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'll let you go back to the lockdown if you like.
Cheers, mate. We'll catch you next Monday when we'll be free again, okay. I'm sure.
Excellent. Bye.